Today I want to talk about consecrations, God's way of preparation. And in Joshua chapter 3 verse 5, God say, consecrate yourself for tomorrow. The Lord is going to do amazing thing among you. And we know what happened as the people consecrate themselves. During Moses, God set the Israelites free and God parted the Red Sea and bring the people to cross the Red Sea and also destroy the enemy. There are times that, you know, God bring the Israelite out of Egypt, but Egypt is still in the life of the Israelite until God parted the Red Sea and God let the people cross the Red Sea and destroy Egypt. Take Egypt out of the life of the Israelite. Likewise for Joshua, when God said, consecrate yourself for tomorrow, I'm going to do amazing thing. God dried up the Jordan River and let Joshua and the people of God cross the Jordan River. You know, as the general, especially in chapter 5, it said that the Amorites kings and all those enemies of God, when they heard what God had did for his people, their hearts was melted in fear. In fear. And if you are a general, this is the right time to attack your enemy because they are so fearful. But at the same time, Joshua didn't attack the enemy. He sought after God and God began to tell him what. God said, prepare the people. And God asked Joshua to ask all the Israelites to circumcise themselves. To circumcise themselves. Sometimes, many of times that, you know, we have victory in God. We have a victory and through our experience, many of times we can use our experience to fulfill the vision that God has called you. And if we are not careful, it is through our experience sometimes we hinder us or ourselves for experiencing the amazing things that God has prepared for you and me. I always tell my guys, when we don't have, it is easy to depend upon God. When we don't have that, you know, when we don't have the experience, or we don't have the victory, it's easy to depend upon God and obey what God wants us to do. But when we have, sometimes we depend upon ourselves rather depend upon God. We think that we know what to do. So God spoke to Joshua and said, Joshua, circumcise the people. Right now, Joshua go back and tell the people, instead of attacking the enemy, say, we got to circumcise ourselves. You know, when the enemy, if they come to hear about this situation, the table will be turned around. This is the time, the best time to attack Joshua and the army. And this is where in circumcision, during the circumcision, quote unquote, is like consecration. You consecrate yourself because the people, while during their circumcision, they must fully depend upon God. No more their experience. Because if the enemy attack them, then what will happen? So I want to talk about circumcision, quote unquote, consecrate yourself. But right now we thank God that we don't have to go through the time of circumcision, right? And praise the Lord about that. And so, but there's another circumcision that you and I have to go through. In Colossians, it said that, verse 11, in him you were also circumcised with the circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ. What God did at the cross for you and me. But Romans chapter 2 verse 29. No, a person is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is the circumcision of your heart. By the Spirit, not by written code, such a person's praise is not from other people, but from God. And so here we can see that when we talk about circumcision, it is about the circumcision of your heart. That is where God said that guard your heart because it's the offspring of all issues of life. You know, you can lose your hand, or your heart body is paralyzed, you still can be alive. But when the heart stops, everything stops. Everything stops. And that is so important that we guard our heart. And Leviticus chapter 4, 11, and it says that consecrate yourself and be holy because I'm a holy God. And 1 Peter also said the same thing. Be holy for I'm a holy God. God has made us righteous through the cross. But there are times that we pray to God and say, God, make me holy. God will never make you holy. God has made us righteous through the cross. But God will challenge your life to live a holy life. That your life will be challenged. That is why he said, be holy. That you got to be willing to consecrate yourself and be holy before the Lord. And there are times that we thought that, oh, consecration is that maybe I spend more time in my quiet time, do more prayer time, have more prayer time. All this is a must. But I want to talk deeper about consecration. Consecration, that during consecration, God is more interested in your being rather than your doing. That through consecration, that God can develop a Christ-like character in you. And so during consecration, sometimes you'll feel discouraged. And many times you will have doubt even and say, why is this type of thing happening to me? It seems like God is far away. And sometimes we ask the question, if I continue to do this, what will happen? There are times that we even felt like giving up. When things go against our plan, our expectation, we begin to ask why. We begin to have doubt. My brothers and sisters, I want to tell and share with you all something. When God wants to make a man or woman powerful, he don't crown him first, he break him first. He will break him, he will strip him away from his comfort, his pride, his plan. And all that is left, it is the true you. It is the true you. When God is able to get the heart, your heart, that is where God is able to start to do his amazing things. In your life, in your ministry, and also in your situation. So going through trial and difficult circumstances, sometimes people thought that you suffer because God is going to punish you or because of your sin. Oh, I have good news for you. When you walk with God and you go to trial, when you go to difficult time, it is not a punishment. It is a training ground for you. Because God is never one time against you. God is always for us. As long as we walk and obey the word of God. So pain don't come. God allow pain in our life. It is not to allow it to destroy your life, but it's to stretch what is deep inside you so that you can carry the weight of your destiny. Every heartbreak, every hurt, every betrayal, every difficult situation led to God's mourning you pieces by pieces. Because you and I, we have a lot of areas, our habit, our mindset, our ways of doing things that need the Holy Spirit to come with the truth, the word of God that's sharper than the double-edged sword, that spear into our heart, that help us to obey God so that the word of God can mold us. Romans 8:28, it says that God will take all things and make it for good for you and me, for those who love him, right? We can recite that. But the key verse is in verse 29. So that you and I can be conformed more and more to be like Jesus. So the good, the bad, and the ugly, everything, when we look to God, it's not a punishment, it's a training ground. That God allow all these type of things so that we can be conformed more and more to be like Jesus. We don't grow in comfort, we grow in chaos. Our character don't develop because of good time. It is always through tough time we develop a strong character. So the pressure that breaking us today, it will be the same pressure that make you and I unstoppable. That we will be mighty warrior for God, regardless of situation that we face, regardless of the challenges ahead. No wonder James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4, it said that you will go to all kinds of trial, not one kind, all kinds of trial. Is it God want to make your life difficult? No. God said through that perseverance, you will be mature and lack of nothing. That's why God allowed all these things so that we can develop a Christ-like character. That we will look to God and depend upon God and knowing that God is able to do all things. To man it is impossible, but to God all things are possible. When God finds a man and a woman that fear no man, that please no man, but fear God and please God alone, that whatever God blessing, especially money, money is not his master, God is his master and his Lord. God can't wait to open heaven and pour down his blessing. God can't wait to back him up with whatever he do with the kingdom of God. So that you and I, when people see us, they can see God in us. And so how can Community of Praise Baptist Church, Cornerstone, Community of Praise Baptist Church is my former church, man. That's right. Oh. Cornerstone can be full of Christ, impact community, impact family, community, and cities. It is always through consecration. When we are willing to be holy, to set aside, not only live a consecrated life. When you live a consecrated life, you will have a consecrated tongue. That you speak the word of God that will make a big difference. You know, I study a little bit about psychology, so I give a little bit teaching today, okay? So, all of us have habit. That's why God, we thank God that God put trial into our life, not fire to burn us, you know. Because you and I, we have so many bad habits. We have so many, I, me, and myself type of mindset that God needs to mold, to change. And so, all of us, we have our habits. So how habit come about? So we have a habit. Habit come about because of our daily lifestyle. Every day you do the same thing, it becomes your habit. And our lifestyle comes from our mindset. Our mindset is our belief system. Because 95%, we live 95% according to what we believe. So our mindset comes from where? Knowledge. Knowledge comes from information, what we read, what we hear, and what we see. And so in the 70s, where drug was, you know, a lot of, in the hippies culture, a lot of drugs, and suddenly the government found out that there's a lot of drug addicts, and so they put up poster, yes to sport, no to drug, they show us coffin, they show us skeleton, the drug kills. I and my gang, you know, when we look, same information, same knowledge, but when it comes to mindset, my friend, they all don't take. Even though they are in the gang, because they really believe that drug is poison. But to me, Drug is enjoyment. And that is where I start to take drugs, and then I became to have the habit and become a drug addict. Same information. You know, before I know God, I was quite a holy person. Because during hippies culture, my gene was full of hole. But in the 80s, you know, in the West, Western world, they came out with the jean that is baggy jeans, and it's quite costly, $700, $800 per jeans. And they wear it so low. And the underwear so high. I don't know what type of trend. If you're going to buy the type of, whether it costs $1,000, give it to me or give it to Pastor Kelvin, we are not going to wear. Because I don't believe that it's cool, man. But for them, it's cool. And they got a way to wear it, you know. Because it seems like dropping, yet it's not dropping. So they walk like that. Hey, man. If I buy for my good friend, you know, Sanford to wear, I don't think so you'll wear also. Right? Because we don't believe it. Likewise, you know, if a child, the grandmother is in a third world country, living in the countryside. He grew up in Singapore, born in Singapore, and right now 16 years old. Our time, when we talk to our parents, we stand still. We respect, that is show respect to the elder. But if this grandmother come from the third world country and visited the grandson, 16 years old, you know how the grandson going to talk to the grandmother? Hey, grandma, how are you, man? High five. And the grandma will be thinking, what happened to my grandson, man? Muscle problem or what? No, it's that their mindset is that standing straight is not cool, man. You got to talk like that. And so your mindset will determine how you live your life. If you believe it, likewise, when we read the Bible, when we hear your pastor preaching from the pulpit, do you believe it? Do you believe it? When God says so, it will happen. And all the promises of God is yes and amen. Do we believe it? Some of us say that, oh, well, until I receive, then I believe. How about National Day? All of us should hear what Prime Minister said, right? Do we pay attention to what is going to happen in Singapore or what? I think most of the grassroots people here is hearing that how much the government is going to give us. Right? And so government say each one of us got $600. Do you receive it? No, right? But yet you believe that you will receive it, you know? Because they say that, okay, you know, it will be given to you. If we can believe our Prime Minister, who is the man of his word, who has the authority, how much more that we should believe the word of God? And that is where faith has to come in. And so, when we have believed in God, our mindset, then we are able to experience the power of his word. And so quickly, you know, all of us are Christian. When we receive the Holy Spirit, it comes with power. But how come one life is changed, one life is not? How come one life experience the power of God, one life is not? You know why? Because it comes with sizes. Pastor, one large size. Some medium. So, new believer, small size. No, Holy Spirit is one size. Just one Holy Spirit. Why one change, one never change? And so when we, you know, as a Christian, we receive the Spirit of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it says that, be transformed by renewing of your mind. As a Christian, we must start to read the Bible. We must understand. And our mind is renewed, or our mind is consecrated by the word of God, then it makes a big difference. We have a when our mind is not consecrated, then our mind is worldly. Even though we are born again, then our heart is a carnal heart, and our Christian life is a carnal Christian. Still I, me, and myself. Still I, me and myself. You know, last time when God called us to serve him, we just straight away jump into it. But nowadays people, they have to go to interview, right? They say, let me talk to you first, Pastor. So it's a 6-day work or a 5-day work. What type of pay, Pastor? They thought that they are entitled to this because I have paper. None of us is entitled to have anything when it comes to ministry. Because God has given us his life so that you may have this life. And when we come with that type of mindset, nothing is enough. This year you want, I'm entitled of this. Next year, I'm entitled of that. It's never enough. But when you come with the attitude knowing that God has given his life for you, it is a privilege and honor to serve God. And whatever we receive from God, we are grateful. We are thankful. And so it is very important because a carnal Christian ruled by the flesh is humanly self-centered. Everything I, me, and myself. But as we are born again, our mind is consecrated, renewed by the word of God. Our heart will be a consecrated heart. Then we live out a consecrated life. And when we speak with a consecrated tongue. Very, very important. You know, if you happen to come to church and then these brothers right now just baptized, and then the brothers you or the sister you come, a brother some maybe, a brother, then you say, "Then what's your name?" "Oh, my name, I'm Abraham Paul Peter Tan." Solid Christian, man, three big name, you know. Solid. But after you mix around with him, have some fellowship, nothing changes, same person. Malay say, sama, sama. Same person. Because you can be a Christian. If you don't renew your mind and your heart, you are still a worldly Christian. Christian can be known by your name. Disciple is known by your lifestyle. Disciple is known by your lifestyle. Very few people read the Bible, but many people read your life and my life. We are the fifth gospel, the most powerful gospel that we can live the Bible out of our life. That people can see God in us. So when a person is, you know, a consecrated Christian, a consecrated Christian ruled by the Spirit is always humanly God-centered. Humanly God-centered. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. So whatever you eat and drink, whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Do it for the glory of God. Am I getting that right? Yeah, glory of God. So in Proverbs, it talks about the tongue. When we are consecrated, body, soul, and spirit, then we must guard our tongue. The book of James explained it very clearly. He said, it cannot from the same mouth come praises of God and also come curses. And so we got to guard our tongue. Why is it important? Because in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who live in it will eat its fruits. It will eat its fruits. You know, all of y'all, the last time I came, I told y'all that 2023, I was diagnosed with they found a tumor in my pancreas, and so the doctor said that this type of cancer most likely is 4 to 6 months. And so when I received the news, all I told my brothers, the colleague, my brothers in New Caris Mission, they are worried. And so I came, I told them, guys, whatever the doctor say, let us look to God. What is God saying? What is God saying? And I myself need to hear from God. Because going through this situation, I need faith. I need a stronger faith to go through it. And so the next day, that night, I was reading Psalm, and I was, you know, just reading the Psalm before I sleep. And the next morning, my Bible is still on my dining table, and here is the fan that is, you know, blowing. And so that day, I looked to God. You know, sometimes as leaders, we don't cry in front of the congregation, but we cry to God. You think pastor don't complain? Pastor complain a lot. But to God, why is this, why is that? It's okay to ask God. So I was praying, I said, God, you got to speak to me. And so the fan was blowing, and then the paper was flitting, you know, to the other side. And so I laid down my head and I began to pray. I said, God, you got to speak to me. And when I opened up my eyes, it was on the page where the first wedding, and then Jesus said, we are run out of, Mother Mary, tell Jesus, we are run out of wine. And Jesus said, what? My hours have not yet come. That word just pop up to me. And God is telling me that your time is not up yet. Wow, I tell you, I hear that word, faith begin to rise up. Next day, I go and tell my son, don't worry, whatever the doctor say, whether it's 4 months or 6 months, my life is in the hands of God, and right now God has spoken. My time has not up yet. Praise the Lord. And I have the faith. Rather than looking to the left, to the right, hearing what other people say, you got to hear the voice of God. You got to know, because God will speak and God will reveal to you in different way, in vision, in His word, and in the prophecy that people will prophesy upon your life. And 10 days later, I think 11 or 10 days later, my board member give me another verse in John chapter 4, verse 50. This was a story. A man came to Jesus and asked Jesus to heal the son. Jesus said, I never see a faith like this before. And Jesus said to him, go your way, your son will live. Another version say what? This man take exactly what Jesus said and left. The son got healing. And God is telling me, you got to hold on to my words. And after that, to cut the story short, all you all know, I went for 8 rounds of chemo. One cycle is 52 hours, 3 days. And after that, I go for the operation. You saw the picture. It's so painful. But yet, after discharge from the hospital, I went in 7 times. The last time that I was unconscious for 3 days, my son had to, you know, at the hospital, wheel me. And then my wife tells the doctor, he got a very important event in September. The doctor says, when is that? September. The doctor looked at her and say, I think it is tough. They think that I won't last to September. They get my wife, get my children, and my son there to pray. But deep in my heart, you speak to yourself, what is God saying? My time is not up yet. If the doctors think that I'm going to pass, that's what the doctor think. But my God said, my time is not up yet. That was in last September. Right now, it's already November. I'm still standing here preaching the word of God. God is able, when we look to God and hear His word, it is so important that when we hear the word, our mindset, when we hear the word, our mind got to be renewed, believing, responding to the word of God. All of us are meant to be eager. But sometimes we live like turkey, we live like chicken. Let me show you how the chicken talk, okay? This is how the chicken talk. Yes. Okay, let's hear what the chicken. You know, sometimes you'll come down and pastor pray for you. You tell pastor pray for you and say that we got to trust the Lord. The Lord said this and the Lord said that. And then we hear, yes, pastor, I know. But many of us are bad people. No? After hearing God, but. If you want to say but, right, the following word, it must be, but God said this. Not but who said this, or the word said this, but. And so everything, you know, one time there's a sister, I came out, young sister, migraine, and he said, Pastor, I got a very serious migraine. So I look at the sister, young, and you know, suffer from this sickness. I gear up my faith. With that compassion, I cry out to God, pray for him, and in Jesus' name, amen. You know what the sister tell me? Pastor, it's okay, I got used to it. My goodness, you got used to it, why you ask me to pray? Go. We pray, we must believe and expect God to do something. Hear what an eagle sound like. You know, an eagle sound like this. We as people of God, in the midst of problem, all how we speak. We speak according to the word, according to the situation. No, we speak what God say. People tell us their problem. We tell, oh, there's problem and all. We tell the problem how big our God is. We speak different. All of us are meant to be eager, not turkey. But many a times, if you see a bird this big, right, it cannot be like a pigeon, right? It must be an eagle. But when we walk closer, look like eagle. But when you walk even closer, my goodness, it's a turkey, man. Turkey is only good for what? For Christmas. No wonder Christmas, a lot of, you know, it's packed in the church. These are the Christmas turkey Christian. But today is what day? Today is not Christmas, right? So this only proves one thing. All of you are not turkey. You are eagle, man. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tell the person next to you, you are the eagle, okay? Amen. You know, words are not just for communication. Words are for creation, okay? Words are for creation. And so we got to be very careful with the word that we speak. Every day, who you speak to the most? Your husband, your wife? No, you speak to yourself the most. Most people have between 6,000 thoughts per day. And largely, all those thoughts are self-talk. You talk to yourself. And this is something that we must be careful with how we speak. If you forget about this message, this is the word I want you all to remember. No matter what situation, what circumstances, what sickness that you have, never allow it to speak louder than the word of God. Because it will bring fear. Anxiety, worry will seep in. But allow the word of God to speak louder so that faith will rise up and drive away all this spirit of fear, anxiety. So never allow situation to speak louder than the word of God. I will close with this. Exodus chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 1. Chapter 7, verse 1. It said that, you know, we know that Moses, God met Moses at the burning bush, and God sent Moses. And Moses said that my brother Aaron is a better speaker. But God said to Moses, see, I will make you like God to King Pharaoh. How God make Moses like God to King Pharaoh? All Moses need to do is to hear from God and speak out. Hear from God. Even Pharaoh is so stubborn. After that, you know, rebel against God. He hear from God, speak it out. Hear from God, speak it out. And become like God. One thing I like about your pastor is that regardless whether it's in a conference, high officials are there, or the activists are there that speak against the word of God, he will stand up. He will speak the word of God. Not apologetic, no sugar coating, just simply the word of God. and even his life is being threatened, he fear no man. He speak the word of God. That's what I like about your pastor. Likewise, you know, we got to speak, continue to speak the word of God in our situation. And quickly, we only have 3 more minutes, then we are close, okay? You know, every year, we started the new carriage mission in 2006, and then 2007, one day God asked me to wake up. God wake me up and said that I want you to go for a long fast. I thought, okay, long fast, maybe 3 days or a week. So I have a 1 week fast, full fast. After that week, I got no peace. And then second week and third week. And then after the third week, God said, look at the calendar. It was 31st December. God said, every last 21 days of the year, I want you to fast and pray. And I will show you what to do. And true enough, every last 21 days, the whole ministry in the atmosphere of fasting and prayer, God began to speak. God turned up. Every time God speak to tell us what to do, it grow by, you know, the ministry. It is not because pastor know what to do, how to plan. It is revelation upon revelation. Just obeying God. God has made new carriage mission right now one of the most sought after, and God has changed everyone's life. And so 2009, God give me this vision. I wake up, I draw it on the whiteboard. I pray for 1 year, nothing happened. God said, I will give you a community hub. But my brothers and sisters, you have to know at that time, our government has stopped giving any place for halfway house. 10 over years, no more places for halfway house. It's a done deal. But God gave this impossible task, impossible vision. But yet you have to know, if it's from God, God can make all things possible. And so after 2 years, prayer, nothing happened. But you know, to cut the story short, 2.5 years, God have a former minister place in the heart of the former minister about this place, the school, which we right now we are there right now. And so God already placed the vision, the place in the heart of the minister. And the minister champion for this place. And so this place become a reality. But when we go in, it's wow, we want to make this place as a glorious place. But when we go in, it's really wow. The wow is not excitement type of wow. The wow is where to get money to renovate. We only got 38,000 and we need 3 quotations. The lease is 1.2 million. If the source is from God, God will provide all the resources. It takes another 2 years, but every time when we speak that God will provide. God has given us the promise that it will be filled with milk and honey. And now it come about that this place. And last year God said that, consecrate yourself for tomorrow, I'm going to do great and mighty things. True enough, we see great and mighty things happen. They never happened before. Parliament also talk about unlabored run. And the whole ministry right now, that during our camp, the brothers with tattoo on, the first session, people start to cry. Second session, people start to cry. And after that, we begin to see great and mighty things that God is doing. A consecrated life transforms individual life, influence the people around you, impact society. And a consecrated life, your value will be changed, will be challenged. Your attitude will be refined. But at the same time, your character will be developed. And I just go through all this that you can see. All these brothers, they cry, they are ex-offenders. When we consecrate ourselves, God begins to do amazing things. And first time, I will close with this really. Okay, I know time is up. I've been 30 over years, go to many countries in their prison. This is the first time I went to Philippines. 68 of them wanted to be baptized. After sharing, another 31 of them wanted to be baptized. And then we talked to the warden, give them a short teaching. That day, 99 prisoners was baptized in the prison. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then after that, when I came out, the sister was saying that, Pastor, why don't God give us 100 complete? Another brother, full of knowledge, he said, Sister, do you know why 99? Because God is telling us there's always a lost sheep out there. Wow, I said, such a wisdom, man. There's always a lost sheep out there. And I believe that even in this place, right now it's known as Cornerstone, but God's heart is always for the lost. And God is preparing you, not the place in Orchard Tower, is preparing the people that are going to go into the place and make the place a lighthouse. And you need to be consecrated. Let's stand on our feet right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, we all have eyes closed right now. You know, the presence of God is here. You are holy, God. You are holy. Come, Lord. Let the fire of holiness come upon this place, God. Hallelujah. If today, as you hear the word of God, God wants to do amazing things in your life. That part, God got no problem, because nothing is too hard for God to do. But this part, consecrate yourself. God is not asking you whether you can do it. God is just asking you, are you willing? Are you willing to lay your life at the altar and let the refiner's fire to come and burn away all those things that is not of God? And put in you the fire, the passion for more of God. If this is your prayer, your desire, and say, God, here I am, God. Help me. Help me to consecrate myself. If this is your prayer, by the count of three, I want you to raise up your hand. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Jesus. I see many hands. Raise it high, and I'll invite your pastor to come up and to pray for all of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Don. Let's lift up the hands. Let's keep it there, responding to the Lord. The Lord resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Lord, we humble ourselves before You this morning. Lord, we all need a consecration of our lives, of our hearts to You, afresh, anew, Lord, because of the work that is You're doing in our lives and through this church, Lord, that a greater consecration is required, Lord. For tomorrow, You're going to do a wonderful, amazing things. Lord, we want to respond to Your word this morning in Your presence. This is a holy moment for every hand that is lifted up to Lord, to You, Lord, that You will mark them, Lord, that You will mark them for Your glory, for Your honor, for Your work, Lord, for the amazing things You're going to do in and through their lives, Lord. And we pray that You will seal Your word in our hearts, Lord. This morning, as we close this time, Lord, we just want to honor You and bless You, Lord. And so, God, this time, Lord, even as Your people has blessed You, we pray now, bless Your people this day. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord makes His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and grant you His peace. And so may the Lord put His name on you. We pray the blessings of God the Father, the blessings of God the Son, the blessings of God the Holy Spirit be with you and abide in you now and forevermore. And everybody say, amen. One more time, let's give God a big praise offering to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise and our honor.
Listen to a production of Cornerstone Community Church. Please note that all unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or sale of the recording is prohibited. For permission to reproduce or distribute the sermon, please write into mail@cscc.org.sg. We hope that you have been blessed.